It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. A viral infection that affects horses and livestock is making a resurgence in Colorado, and this time on the Western Slope. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Vesicular stomatitis causes blisters on the tongue and mouth of the animals. Last year, over 300 facilities were subject to quarantine to try to contain the outbreak. This is Keith Rohr, the state veterinarian.
This year so far, the disease is more widely spread across the state, but fewer cases. So right now, we've had 29 facilities that were either suspect or confirmed positive, and those are spread over six different counties. So on the Western Slope, Montezuma and La Plata counties, and then also Delta and Montrose counties.
Rohr says the disease is cyclical. Colorado has seen outbreaks in 1994 and 95, then again in 2004 and 2005. Now it looks like 2014 and 15 are another pair. Each time, the first year primarily hits the Front Range, the Western Slope the next year. He says that it may have to do with weather patterns because the disease is carried mostly by flies. The quarantines help control the transmission through contact, but he says that the best efforts a rancher can take are preventative.
The way that people who have horses or other livestock in those areas can best protect themselves is through effective fly control. So manure management, just keeping places clean, and then some use of fly sprays and other insecticides that can be used around the premises or could be used directly according to label on livestock.
The disease is usually non-fatal, running its course in a few weeks. Rohr doesn't think that the concern over infection should prevent people from taking their horses or cattle out on the road.
I think we need to take appropriate precautions, but certainly this is the time of year when a lot of equine and other livestock competitions take place, and we would encourage people to stay the course and participate in those events.
There are currently six quarantines in Delta County and four in Montrose. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
An investigation is underway after a UPS delivery from California to a residence in Telluride turned out to be quite illegal. This is Commander Gene Lillard with the Montrose Police Department.
United Parcel Service in Montrose attempted to deliver a package in Telluride. The person that was delivering the package attempted to contact who it was being mailed to, and that person apparently no longer lived at that address. And they noticed that there was something suspicious about the package and contacted Montrose PD. They, in turn, looked at the package and opened it up and noticed that there was a white powdery substance inside the package.
The cocaine was taken into evidence, and the case is now being handled by the 7th Judicial District's Drug Task Force. The law of the river is a term referring to all the different layers of legal agreements that manage the Colorado River. In this second part from the Colorado River radio series, Stories of the River, KGNU's Hannah Lee Myers takes a deeper look at some of the key water law elements that govern the Colorado and how those deeply rooted regulations are making it difficult to save the Colorado River Basin from crisis.
Colorado is the home of the headwaters of the Colorado River, a river so valuable it's made it possible to populate an area of the country once referred to as the Great American Desert. Colorado's early dependence on the Colorado River has led to the formation of nearly a century-old water law system that's more robust than anywhere else in the country.
We're the only state with actual water court.
Ken Newbecker, executive director of the Western Rivers Institute, says that Colorado's water law is founded on the notion of prior appropriation.
The idea is the first one to get there and put the water to a beneficial use, diverting it to a beneficial use, has the senior right, first in time, first in right. So when there is shortage, the more junior rights have to step back and allow the water to flow down to the most senior right.
The prior appropriation system is also called the Colorado Doctrine, and is designed to deal with inevitable water shortage issues. Newbecker says the prior appropriation system is mostly geared towards taking as much water as possible out of the Colorado. This makes it difficult to keep water in the river for environmental and conservation purposes.
There's not that much water available. for environmental needs. And when the environmental needs are placed in the prior appropriation system, as they are with the in-stream flow rights, most of the time those rights are very junior and are the first ones to be called out.
Other states combine or solely use the riparian water rights system that gives water rights to whomever owns land adjoined to the water. Under that system, water rights obtained for conservation are treated equally to other water rights. But in Colorado, the pure prior appropriation system puts new conservation water rights at the back of the line behind all the older water rights holders. Environmentalists are hoping the upcoming state water plan will have a focus on conservation. But concerns that the draft plan won't go far enough to protect the Colorado has resulted in a push for a state public trust doctrine that can legally protect natural resources from overuse. But Ken Neubecker says, in addition to flying in the face of the prior appropriation system, the 2016 Public Trust Initiative faces another significant legal challenge.
State Supreme Court has decided that public trust is essentially unconstitutional in Colorado, so it's going to require a constitutional amendment to change that.
Mark Scolacci, professor of law and director of the Natural Resources Law Center at the University of Colorado, says changing water law is a slow business.
It could take a crisis maybe to get folks to act. I'd like to think that we can act before then, and maybe we will, but I'm not optimistic.
Record low levels in Lake Mead and Lake Powell could trigger a scarcity agreement as early as this summer, limiting water being sent to the lower basin states and likely starting legal conflict between the seven basin states. Scolacci says low levels in Mead and Powell are evidence of a broken water law system that has allowed for dangerous overconsumption of the Colorado River.
We're clearly facing an unsustainable situation that's going to get worse, and we are seeing this play out in the storage levels of the two main reservoirs. I mean, there's a reason why they're so low. It's that we're using much more water than there actually is available in the system.
The details of Colorado River law can appear complicated, but the central issue underpinning it all is simple. There's not enough water. Water managers, state leaders, and conservationists are hoping to engage the public in finding solutions to this crisis. Those solutions may also be simple: using less and conserving more of this dwindling resource. For KGNU and Stories of the River, I'm Hanalee Myers.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.